Lee, Caro's arrow on a Monday night is always fascinating, but last night even more so.
How much does the AFL really care about its umpires? How is it that the most professional and wealthy footy code in this country has a group of on-field officiators with no permanent ground to train on? And they haven't had a permanent ground since 2019 when they were removed from Princes Park. One night a week, they train at Marvel Stadium within one 50-metre arc. That's one 50-metre arc. All 80 of them. That's when it's available. Except usually it's not available, or it hasn't been this year, so the umpires are sent down to two soccer ovals under the Westgate Bridge, where there are no goalposts, no lines, but plenty of rabbit holes and a few dogs and a few disgruntled soccer players. The new umpire's boss, Stephen McBurney, started at AFL HQ today. He has a big job ahead of him. As do Andrew Dillon, Laura Kane and her team to convince me that the umpires are a priority and not an afterthought. The umpires are not happy, Craig, and to add insult to injury, they've just been asked to take part in a reality TV show.
It's a fascinating turn of events. I feel like I follow umpiring pretty closely, Lee. I wasn't aware of that.
Well, I wasn't aware of that, and I find it both astounding and embarrassing for the game. Like, so we've got our elite officials with no permanent place to train. I mean, we laughed at when the Suns were in sort of permanent accommodation when they were formed. Mm. But at least there was accommodation. It was just makeshift buildings. I just find that I just cannot believe that in this day and age the umpires haven't got, you know, a permanent training venue. I mean, let's face it, you might only just need some good grass to do what you need. I don't know where the goal umpires need goal posts to practice, but probably.
Would
theoretically,
help.
they should. No, I did, yeah, astounding and embarrassing, Sam. I mean, you couldn't think, how is the game allowing, if this is complete, Caro is completely on the money. I just can't believe that.
So I remember going down to Princes Park, this must have been 2017 or 2018, when they were sharing it with Carlton, and Carlton moved into them when they did up their facilities, which are near the goalposts on the Royal Parade end. They moved into there, and the umpires moved into their old rooms, which were on the far wing. And I remember
the headquarters. Yeah,
yeah. I remember them joking to me at the time. Oh, yeah. Well, the facilities could be a little bit better. But at the end of the day, they had rooms. They had some chairs where they could get rub downs from physios. And when Carlton weren't training on a Tuesday night, they got to use the Optus Oval, which was a lovely deck and has been for a long time. And we've gone from to they're training under the Westgate. What?
You lose true track of these things. I mean, we don't monitor where the umpires train, but last I heard, they were training at Princes Park. I don't know how long it is since they were booted off Princes Park.
2019, according to Caro.
So for a few years, they've been in absolute makeshift train where there's a bit of grass.
And yet,
it's embarrassing.
Yeah, and we have the gall on a Monday night to, and I say we in the media and callers have the gall to criticise them for not being good enough decision makers. And this is happening.
Well, I don't know, to be honest, I'm not sure whether the two things are connected.
But it doesn't matter. It's the optics of it aren't good.
Yeah. No, the look of it is just terrible for the game. It's just, I find it hard to believe that this is the fact, that this is actually happening.